For lots of people, summer means going to the beach or escaping the heat at the local Cineplex. You can see the latest blockbuster at the Regal Union Square or sit outdoors on a blanket and watch Annie Hall near the Brooklyn Bridge. Chuck Walton has set out on something of a gargantuan celluloid quest to see 100 movies and 100 theaters in 100 days. He is an editor and blogger for Fandango.com, and I'm very pleased that his journey has brought him to our show today. Hello.
Thank you for having me, Leonard.
You're currently on day 62 of your trip.
Yes.
So a little more than halfway through. From what I can tell, there are only 6 movies in town, and they're all being shown everywhere. How have you been able to locate 62 movies?
You know, actually, that's been one of the bigger challenges of this journey is finding 100 different movies, you know, in 100 days. And, you know, it's been a mix of the big blockbusters, indie films that are coming out, and finding some great revival houses that are playing some classics. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
Well, revival houses have been closing throughout the country.
Yes, you know, which is,
are there still some good ones around?
Yeah,
other than
actually, in
Film Forum here.
Film Forum here. And I was just at the Angelica yesterday to see, it's great to see that they're playing some fine independent films. In Los Angeles, there's actually a few theaters left that are, you know, I saw American Graffiti at the Orpheum downtown, Lawrence of Arabia, the Cinematheque out there, they have a couple of theaters in Hollywood. So it's been good to find those theaters.
You can always go to college towns, although the summer might be harder than during times when school is in session.
Right, right. Well, you know, the good thing about summer, too, is there's a lot of these outdoor screenings. Tonight, we're seeing Say Anything at McCarran Park in Brooklyn as part of their summer screening series, which is co-sponsored by my company, Fandango. And then I'm heading down to Washington, D.C. to see Goldfinger at the Screen on the Green series that they have. So that's been a lot of fun, too, to find those kinds of festivals.
But wouldn't the fall into the Christmas holiday season offer more variety, especially because that's when most of the Oscar contenders are screened for the first time?
Yeah, actually, that is when a lot of the great films are opening. But one thing that's been interesting about this summer is that while the blockbusters have been somewhat lackluster...
Oh, this has been the worst summer in years.
Yeah, oh, man. This you're right. This might have been a bad time to pick 100 days.
I'm amazed to watch... When I see a line at my local Cineplex, I think, what are they going to see? Every one of those movies looks awful.
Yeah, besides Toy Story 3, there's not much out there. But there are a lot of great independent films that are playing this summer. Among them, Cyrus, which just opened in the last couple of weeks. There's a great documentary about the conflict in Afghanistan called Restrepo that just opened a week ago.
Both of those have been featured on our show.
Yeah, there are a lot of great documentaries. The best films I've seen have been documentaries. There's one on Joan Rivers called Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, which was fantastic. There's another one upcoming called Hugh Hefner, Playboy Activist and Rebel.
There's also a great one coming up on Glenn Gould, by the way. Watch out for it.
Oh,
amazing.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen it, so I would definitely have to schedule it.
Well, what led you to even come up with this experiment? Did you check with your eye doctor first?
I should have. This actually started off as a bet from one of the VPs at Fandango, who knew that I'm kind of always up for these movie challenges. I had recently sat through like a 14-hour movie marathon of Christian Bale movies, which was a little tough, and had won a 24-hour movie watching marathon when I was a film student at USC. So I was up for the challenge, but it's getting a little tough. It's hard to fit in your regular life and everything else when you're stuck in a movie theater, especially since no one took away the regular job. So it's been a little challenging.
Do you try to bring somebody along?
You know, I've brought people along to about half of the movies, and sometimes it's easier just to see it on my own, get it out of the way, go blog about it, and get on to, you know, the next day, the next movie.
Your first blog entry on May 7th was about Iron Man 2, and you wrote, "A big reason to do this is to find out what the ultimate summer movie experience really is." Did you choose to start with Iron Man 2 for that reason?
You know, we figured since Iron Man 2 was going to kick off the summer movie going season, that would be a good one to start with. Again, the best films that I've seen have been the independents, but we did see I hear you guys were talking about John Travolta a little bit in the last interview, and we did see The Grease sing along at the Hollywood Bowl, which was a lot of fun to see it with thousands of people. In an outdoor environment, and just really, it's a good reminder about why we like to go see summer movies.
Well, do you try to see films that you might at least have a little bit of interest in, or are you willing to see anything that gets you up to 100?
You know, I actually have to see just about everything that comes out. So it's everything that I would like to see, plus everything that I might have passed on if I wasn't on this journey.
Any films that turn out to be better than you expected?
I was surprised by The Karate Kid. I thought that was a little bit more ambitious than you would think for a remake. Of the big movies, I don't know if there were many surprises, but there were films that I absolutely, it was a little hard to sit through.
Well, Sex and the City 2 got slammed, even though it's a successful franchise.
Yeah, that one I had some fun with, because if it's going to be a bad movie, then I'd rather have it be over the top. At least you can then laugh at it. And that was definitely the case with Sex and the City, too.
You were talking about some of the indies. There's Michael Douglas's new film called Solitary Man.
Excellent. I think it's one of his best performances in years.
But you said that film made you feel disgusted and worn out. I wasn't sure whether that was an endorsement.
It is an endorsement, because I think that's what they're going for. I think they would like you to feel that, this guy, there's not much to like about him, but he goes on an interesting journey.
Now, do you have to sit through the whole thing? Sometimes if I'm really bored, or in the case of Avatar, bored and my eyes are hurting, I walk out.
I would love to walk out, but people have kind of told me at work, maybe you should cheat and have one of your group sit through a movie. But I'm determined to do it myself and, actually make it through. It's all part of the trip.
Well, much has been made of this summer's box office slump. Last month, Time magazine reported that this May's total take in May was 11% below May 2009, and revenue and attendance was down 19%. And there are all sorts of theories. One of the main theories is the movies just aren't all that good. But, of course, there's always the DVD theory. And then there's the theory that Avatar and Alice in Wonderland pretty much took all the audience that you normally would have for summer films.
Right. Well, it's interesting at Fandango, because we sell mostly for a few big ticketing tentpoles that come out a year. But I thought, one of the great things about doing this journey was that to try to get people excited about going back to movies. This is the 35th summer since Jaws came out and started that whole summer blockbuster phenomenon. It's the 30th anniversary since Empire Strikes Back came out, and the 25th anniversary since Back to the Future came out in theater. So if anything, I would hope that maybe I can inspire people to get back to theaters. There are some good movies out there, especially on the independent scene. And I think people, hopefully I can get a few more people out to those films.
What about theaters? There used to be that there were these movie palaces. Now most of those have been broken up into cineplexes. Are there still any grand old theaters out there?
There are. We did see American Graffiti at the Orpheum in downtown Los Angeles. It's one of the last remaining movie palaces in L.A. We saw
it hasn't been broken up into
it hasn't been broken up into smaller theaters. And they actually have a group called the L.A. Conservancy that makes it a point to try to keep those old movie houses. And also, there's hardly any drive-ins left in America. And one of the movies that we've seen was at the Mission Tiki Drive-In in Los Angeles. And I just think it's a great experience. I mean, if you're a family or just a movie lover, it's an awesome thing to go with your whole family.
Well, it seems like L.A. is the place. You also were supposed to watch a film at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Yes. We did see John Carpenter's The Thing at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which was an experience in itself to be watching it alongside the remains of many, many luminary figures.
Can you talk a bit about your experience seeing Beverly Hills Cop?
Oh, it was great. It was the first time, I've been in Hollywood sort of covering the entertainment scene for the last 15 years. The first time I'd actually seen Eddie Murphy at a movie theater. So that was quite fun to do.
Did you see anything worthwhile in a movie like Jonah Hex, which most critics hated, but a few thought was really good?
It was by no means good, but, I don't mind watching Megan Fox on screen for 90 minutes. That's about the only thing worthwhile in the film. It wasn't quite as bad as Marmaduke or Killers, so it could have been worse.
What are you going to be seeing today?
Today, they're having the summer screen series in Brooklyn at McCarran Park.
So, you said that.
Yeah, so we'll be watching Say Anything tonight.
And do you have your whole itinerary planned out?
Somewhat. I've got it scheduled out for about the next 10 days, and that's about the most we've been able to do because, you know, we don't always have the movie schedules and we're constantly shuffling things around.
How are you getting from city to city? Is it just you, your car, and a laptop?
It's me, my laptop, and JetBlue Airlines. So I've this week I was in Boston for the 4th of July, which was really neat to see a show and the fireworks. Chicago, caught a film at the Gene Siskel Film Center downtown, which was fantastic. Was at the Angelica yesterday, and then today with the McCarran Park show, and then we're off to Miami tomorrow. So,
well, you seem to feel that Los Angeles has the best movie theaters these days. L.A. is also, of course, blamed for all the problems we have with movies.
Yeah, you know, both are probably true. you know, I went to school out there, and I've worked out there for years, and it is host to a lot of great theaters and great movies, but you're absolutely right. We are also responsible for some pretty dreadful ones, too. So hopefully we can have more good movies come out. Like you said, the fall season's coming up. There's still a lot of good, both mainstream and independent films on their way.
Well, there are a lot of people who are surprised by how few foreign films are available these days. You can see them at film festivals. There are still very good ones being made, but there seems to be a resistance in America to seeing films with subtitles.
Yeah, which is a real shame. A few movies I've seen on this journey were foreign films that were fantastic. One was The Secret in Their Eyes, which won for Best Foreign Film this year at the Oscars. And then also a couple of films, a part of this thing called the Millennium Film Trilogy, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and The Girl Who Played with Fire, which I just saw a few days ago, are amazing films, subtitles or no. So if you're against films with subtitles, you know, at least give one a chance, one of these better films, and I think you'll seek out more of them.
I asked if you'd seen your eye doctor before you started on this. Has this mission had an effect on your health?
You know, I've gained 15 pounds since we started this adventure, so it's probably had a negative effect on my health.
All popcorn?
Popcorn, nachos. I would, you know, when gummy bears and cotton candy have the least amount of calories on the menu, you're in trouble. So,
well, seems to me that if theaters would only allow you to bring your own food in, yeah, we could be a lot healthier.
Yeah, I need to start doing that. I need to start sneaking in some healthier things to eat.
Do you have any films that you're looking forward to seeing? Since you see, you pretty much know what you're going to be seeing the next, what is it, 38, 39?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Christopher Nolan's Inception, which comes out in a couple weeks. And he's the filmmaker behind The Dark Knight and Batman Begins. And some great, he started off with Memento and made a great film called Insomnia. So I'm really looking forward to that one. That's probably my main movie for the rest of the summer.
Well, you've been flying JetBlue, you say, so you don't get in-flight movies. But if you flew another airline, would you count the in-flight movie?
That's come up, and I could possibly add that, but I figured I should be good and, like, you know, only pick movies where I'm bound by the ground and other people around me. So,
well, it probably would be a better idea to have done this during a really good year.
Yes.
But maybe that's part of the fun, that this isn't such a good year for movies.
Yeah, you know, and film critics will often say that the best reviews that they write are about the bad movies. And I've had a lot of fun even writing about the horrible ones that have come out this season.
How many movies do you usually see? Do you try to see everything that comes out?
I probably see about 2 to 3 new movies in theaters a week anyways, as part of my job as just the editor of Fandango. But this was a little more challenging than I thought it would be.
Always in a theater, because nowadays more and more films are being made available to people in the business on DVD.
Usually I try to catch them in the theater. I don't think there's any experience that substitutes for seeing it in a movie theater with other people.
Well, I often do see them on DVD, and it's always distracting when it says property of Paramount Pictures. Or
right.
In some cases, they even put my name on it so that I can't duplicate it and sell it. And seeing a movie where your name is in the middle of the screen the whole time is kind of weird. A listener from West Milford, Sandy, says there's still a drive-in movie theater in Warwick, New Jersey, New York, just an hour outside the city. So,
that's great. That's great.
In case you want to see another drive-in, go to 101.
Okay, I might.
There it is, Warwick.
I might.
And I want to thank you so much for being with us. I've been talking to Chuck Walton of Fandango, editor and blogger there, Fandango.com. You don't look like you're worse for wear, so...
Oh, thanks again. Thank you, Leonard. I appreciate it.
Call in after and tell us if everything's okay.
Okay, thanks, sir.